Brad, what have you done now?
Yeah, Power Wild, baby. Switch your house. Jamie Kennedy, what up, Stu? Yeah, it's some magic snacks, baby. You already know.
I'm the mattress man. Touchdown in H-Town.
Welcome to the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Yeah, I'm jamming Mattress Mac by Jamie Kennedy because he is going to join me here on the Brad Gilmore Show here momentarily. He's got a new movie out that we're going to be talking about, a new horror movie, you know, and Jamie Kennedy, of course, did the Scream film, so it'll be cool to talk to him a little bit. And I got to tell you this. This is why I'm playing this song here. Jamie Kennedy back in the day did a movie called Malibu's Most Wanted. I'm sure most of y'all remember that. And the main character was a white dude from Malibu who wanted to be a rapper and kind of, you know, thought that he was a Jay-Z level rapper. And he really bought into the culture. And his name in the film was Brad Gluckman. And he went by B-Rad G. And me being somebody who is always surrounded by hip-hop and creating some music myself in 2011, I always heard B-Rad G all the time. And so it's funny to be talking to Jamie Kennedy all these years later. We mentioned that a little bit. We talk about his time as a rapper when he was doing the series Blowing Up for MTV, the album Blowing Up, which this song is from, and he had Paul Wall on it. Check this out. Nick Candy Blue, telling these bras what it do. Tell your friends to come on through. I let my partner goo. Call me Viagra Man, breaking up these girls. Yeah, you know, Paul always had to come correct. So we talk about all that, and we talk about the new movie, and we also talk about comedy, man, because he's a comedian, and it's a weird time for comedians. It's a weird time to be out there, and a lot of cancel culture, woke culture. So I just kind of wanted to get his opinion on that. I really try to stay out of all that, but it is interesting after the Dave Chappelle special came out to talk to other comedians and see if they think, oh man, you know, maybe we can be a little bit more out there. Maybe it's a little safer. And you know, as entertainers who've been around forever, are you worried that something might come out that you don't want out there? So here he is. Here's Jamie Kennedy on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. And he joins me on the phone right now. We're really excited to have him. He's got a brand new film out today in theaters on VOD and digital HD. It's called Tricked. Jamie Kennedy joins us on the phone. Jamie, how are you, sir?
I'm good, brother. How are you, man?
I am fantastic. Thank you for taking the time. There's, you know, so much to get to. I want to talk about the new film. I say let's get right into that right now. Tell us about Tricked. You know, what's your role and why should people go out and see this film?
Trick is a horror movie. It's a new take on horror. I think it's going to be a new iconic horror figure. It's about a guy, a cop, Omar Epps, who's haunted by a killing every Halloween, and people think he's crazy, and then he realizes that his killer is in many places at once. And then you're going to see how it unfolds, and that's why I think it's a unique movie, because it shows a unique side of how a killer does these killings. And I think that's what people like it.
And why, for you, I mean, you've been in horror before, obviously. Were you looking to do something with a horror film, or did this script come about and you're like, okay, I can't pass up on this?
Well, the director is Patrick. He was the editor on Scream. He directed My Bloody Valentine. He wrote The Last Terminator. I just love him. I love Omar. I love Tom Atkins. And I just thought, man, this is going to be a great project to be a part of. So I better get in there.
I can hear that. Well, hey, there's a couple things I got to talk to you about. So Jamie Kennedy first came on my radar, you know, back when I was in school. And, you know, my name is Brad Gilmore. So obviously I got the B-Rad G thing a lot when I was growing
up.
Yeah, I got it all the time. I got B-Rad G. And then I started watching the show that you had on MTV back in the day, Blowing Up. And the thing that I remember about that show more than anything is y'all did an episode, you and your partner Stu Stone, where you came to Houston and you hooked up with Mattress Mac. For those of you who don't know, Mattress Mac was like this big furniture salesman out in Houston. And I remember you did some kind of commercial with Mac and all that. And I remember that, you know, when I was watching the show. Do you remember working with Mattress Mack and coming down to Houston for the filming of all that stuff?
Of course. How could I forget? Mack is like a staple of not only Houston, but America. He's always, he just put the biggest bet, I think, on the World Series, and he always helps flood victims, and he's hilarious, and we did one of our best raps with Mack. So he's just a man. I love Mack.
How did all that come about? How did y'all decide to come down to Houston and do all of that?
We wanted to be authentic. And what rappers do is they do anything to break in, you know, to get people to hear their tracks. And one of the things is they'll do like local, you know, shows and local commercials. So Mack was like, yo, I'll let you guys rap and do a commercial with me. And he was open to it. And it's like a funny thing of like, oh man, these guys are trying to break in doing mattress commercials. And it was like, he is the biggest mattress dude. And he was cool with it, and it was like, oh, that's a sneaky way to sneak in, you know? And then we went down there, and then we did a little Chopped and Screwed, Paul Wall, met Mike Jones, and we went down all that whole circuit down there in H-Town.
Yeah, I mean, one of the craziest things for me was to turn on the television, see Mattress Mack on MTV. I never thought it would happen outside of a commercial. But you've had such a crazy career, and then to come all the way full circle, do another horror film like this that comes out again today, Tricked is out today. But also, you've had such a great career in comedy. How have you kind of maneuvered through the social media kind of woke era of comedy?
We're doing it now. We're maneuvering. It's a new type of wrinkle. It's good because people do need to be more accountable and people need to be more smarter. And, you know, but it's also just like, we don't need to be stopped from joking. You know what I mean? Jokes are still part of the game and everybody can be a target. And so I think that's where most comics fight. You know, it's like, why can't I joke about this? Why can't I joke about that? And people feel like, well, that's not right. And the comics just want to be able to do jokes about whatever they want. And so, yes, if you don't like the jokes, I understand. If you think the jokes will be better, yeah, I totally agree. And but don't say we can't joke about it. And so that's the big maneuvering. And it's the canceling part is it's a problem. You're going to cancel somebody? I mean, give me a break. Come on.
I mean, have you ever worried, like, whenever people started getting canceled, were you like, man, maybe I need to go through some of these tweets or anything like that? Or do you just say, you know what, it's already out there. I'm going to keep soldiering on. I'm going to, you know, be the best person I can be the best comic I can be.
Definitely have worried. Definitely thought about, like, oh, man, what about this? Did I do this? But now, you know, I think you have to live your life pretty transparent. You can't, like, tweet anything or text anything that you don't want said publicly, right? So you have to kind of live your life as how you really, you know, can be exposed. And so, but I don't want to have to apologize for a joke. Like, you know, jokes are jokes. That's what they are. They're not meant to be taken, you know, as so literal. They're jokes. But yeah, I mean, I definitely have had moments, but I'm going to stand behind myself.
When Dave Chappelle earlier this year dropped that, you know, Sticks and Stones special, did everyone in the comedy community kind of take a collective deep breath and say, okay, Dave's kind of saying it for all of us. Maybe now, you know, people won't be as judgmental.
Well, yeah, I mean, his special was just blew the doors off so many things because he talked about, you know, he talked about things that people are scared to talk about, but he really talked about it. But the craziest thing he talked about was the whole Michael Jackson thing for me. I mean, he basically just said, I don't believe that. And that was like the riskiest joke to me in the special because that's going to polarize a ton of people. But he did it in such a way that it's, you know, if he's funny. I mean, that's if you're a fan of comedy, that's what comedy is. You take the most darkest, most uncomfortable subject and you make it funny. And that's what he did brilliantly. And everyone's just loving it. And the disconnect between the critics with their noses in the air, and then the people that are normal that consume it. So you got critics judging it, and you got consumers loving it. And they gave it almost 100. You know, they gave it 99, and the critics gave it, you know, whatever, 33%. And this shows you how outdated they are. Not the critics are not the voice of the people.
No, absolutely not. And Jamie Kennedy, I believe, is the voice of the people. And he is in the new movie Trick that is out today in theaters, VOD, and digital HD. Jamie, thank you so much for taking the time, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, brother, for having me. I appreciate it, too.
All right, you have a good one. That is Jamie Kennedy, everybody. We'll be right back.